Friday, October 24th, 1980. This is Teresa Hackadill interviewing Mrs. Julia Hovey. We are sitting at the kitchen table in her home, 14 miles north of Castleville on the San Geronimo Creek. Okay. And from here on out, I will refer to her as Aunt Julia. Okay. Before we get into everything, let's find out a little bit about your family. Who were your parents?
My father was Reinhold Winkler.
They came across on the boat when they were 18 with two children. And then they had children when they got here?
They had a son, one of them lived for a couple of years. And they had one more girl.
They had one more girl.
Yeah.
What'd that mean? Talking about going to school. In Helotes? Did you go to school in Helotes?
Yeah, it was, I don't know that they call it the Helotes school, but, kind of a rural school, but I don't know if it was a Helotes school or not.
feel going to school, you know, with probably all our faces around here.
Yeah, but everybody in school got to be safe.
Yeah.
I think it was the thing of all the children around here. I don't think very many children help out there. You know, the parents didn't talk to themselves.
Well,
maybe at home, but they all went in this way.
What year were you born?
I think it was 1901.
Ariel Hayden in 1925. How did you meet him?
Well, it was like next door neighbor. He didn't live 2 miles up the road.
Yeah. Is he much older than you, or was that the same
age?
So, did you go to school together at all?
No.
How do you remember your fourth kid? Did you see him almost every day? So you had these parties often, huh?
Not too often, no. Maybe 2-3 times a year.
So if there were any dances up in this part of the country, they were usually in the home, huh?
Yes. Yeah. No, that was, like I say, it was just for Easter Christmas. So that we used to go into Castleville for this, at that time, the one at Gordon is where that big hall was, where they had the dance.
You remember going down in horse and buggy?
Well, not after I married, before I married.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I remember that. And sometimes the bunker for the young ones would get together. I know a bunker takes the time. I think it was for the third celebration. We went on a ride a whole bunker down to me and pay for the dance, you know. Whole bunch of young folks on a ride. With hay wagon, you know.
That's fun. At these parties you would have at your house, what would be the thing to serve? Would you serve food, you know?
Yes, we served. It seemed to me like it was maybe cookies and homemade sauces and stuff like that, you know. Now, anyway, if we had them in the summer, I guess we did that cakes and punch or something. I really don't remember what we served.
There wasn't any special thing?
Oh, no. And then different ones would bring things.
Yeah, everybody bring their own.
Yeah,
they still do that.
Yeah.
Where did you go to church? So, when you lived here, you went horse and buggy. How would you work your day getting to church on a Sunday. Well, they didn't this, but maybe an hour to go to church, because we're only 14 miles.
On horse
and buggy. Yeah, we used to have the buggy with the springs on top, but it looked like they're carrying on the phone.
And then, after church, would you come back all the way?
Yeah.
A lot of people stayed in Castleville for picnics from then.
No, I don't remember that. I don't really know, but it seemed to me like it wouldn't take more than about an hour or so, just that.
You were Catholic, right?
No, I was a convert. I went to the Lutheran church first.
You went down to Capitol to the Lutheran church?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. We need to establish that.
Yes. I made my communion with the Reverend Collins down there, which everybody in Capitol knows.
Uh-huh.
It was Reverend Collins. I even boarded with them when I made my communion in the Lutheran church because I couldn't transport back and forth all the time. I boarded with them.
You had to
weekend, that whole one weekend.
Oh, I see, because you had to receive a,
yes,
you got lunch
every day. Yeah.
So you stayed. Is anybody else up here Lutheran, or were you?
Well, they could tell you the Lutheran. Mm-hmm. Off the business and federal Westbrook and all that. I think most of these places. A big way was the Sodi for Lutheran.
Yeah, Sodi time.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about that.
Okay, the St. Louis Church has the St. Louis Day celebration. Were there any special days that the Lutheran Church had? Festivals or?
Not way later when they used to have a celebration. This was long after we married, when they used to have a celebration, not we did. Of course, it wasn't as big as, but they had it. They had a dinner and everything. But they kind of gave that up. I don't know why. We often wonder how they make their money. It must be that people donate. Outright donate. Otherwise, they don't have anything, you know, special to make money for the church.
Mm-hmm. When did you convert to Catholic?
I don't know what year it was, but I know, I think I was one of the first, or made it easy, only mother that made her confirmation with three of her children.
Oh, so it was long after you were
born? Oh, yes. Quite a while. My children went to the Catholic church all the time, and I went with them. So then later on, I decided to join. And when they were confirmed, yeah, I already belonged to the church, and I was confirmed with them.
Oh. Well, that's good.
That was Doris and Roy and Martin and myself. Mm-hmm. Four of them confirmed at one time.
How did you feel being a Lutheran? Did you receive any kind of status from the Catholics or
in our family life? My life was being married.
Okay, after you converted to the Catholic faith, what did you notice different in any traditions or Christmas. How do you remember getting prepared for Christmas when you were living?
When I was
at home.
Well, we always, of course, we didn't have much family, but just my father and mother and my sister and myself. My one sister had died in 1912, so we had a little Christmas tree. We had dinner together. you all have St. Nicholas Day? Can you stop and
I think we did. It's awesome. Remember, well, when I was little, I know one thing I'd like to say. It was kind of comical. My father used to have a big bell in the backyard, which was a dinner bell that my mother would ring when he was working the field. You know, he'd hear that bell, he'd come home for dinner. And when I was a little girl, they would go out there and somebody would sneak out there. It was my sister at the time, because she was 12 years older than I was. He'd sneak out and ring that bell, and that was to let me know that Santa Claus. And I remember, yes, where he used to call on the table. And imagine how I was 10 years old. Nowadays, 10 year old, you can't fool him that much.
They know about age. So, do you ever remember hanging the stocking? Now, this is on December 5th.
I just don't remember. I must not do it, but remember,
remember that far back.
But I remember San Nicolas Day. I know that. I'm over my home and stuff, and I just can't remember what I got. Peppermint candy sticks or something like that.
Now, what about this bell? Your dad wanted to do this?
Yes, this is what they wanted to, you know, let me know. It's kind of awesome.
But I mean, otherwise, the other use of the bill.
Oh, it was for dinner. It was and it was anything else that something happened. You could hear this bell. It was huge. You could hear this bell from pretty far away. I think our neighbors over here, the signs could hear that. And that was wrong. It was wrong when there was something going on.
Was it the only one around?
Yes, the only one.
Do you know where it came from?
No, I really don't. But I know it was told that Mark Urie read that to this day that this man was told that that was the stuff in our antique to keep.
Hey, what were some of the cookies that you baked for Christmas?
Well, since I know one big thing was that. And then we made a date cookie. And I made a spoon cookie. Because, like I say, we didn't go to town very often. We didn't have the refrigeration like we have now. So I remember my parents used to buy this dry fruit in these huge boxes. I think they held 6 to 8 pounds from like that. Dried apples and dried prunes and stuff like that. You know, that was our food. But we didn't have the refrigeration. No, I don't know if we have turkey or not. But I know that we raise duck. I think that we have duck and dressing instead of turkey. Lots of times. I imagine we did because I don't remember us too many turkeys. Unless it was a wild turkey. My daddy was a hunter. He used to go hunting. He did a wild turkey.
Now, when was Santa Claus come?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, we did that the dinner together. And another thing, we didn't have that many railroads around.
Hey, how about decorating the tree? When did you do that? When did you decorate the tree?
You mean before I was married? I don't know. I guess we did it the day before. Well, we had
Now, when you got married, you married an Alsatian, Ariel Hayden, an Alsatian family. How did Christmas change? What did you see that they did different than you did?
I don't know of anything that much different. I know my, I think I got together with my parents at the least right.
Did you learn a lot?